Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the broad book on fada'il, virtues, we explained that this is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that together with commanding us to do things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us in many ahadith that we are doing the virtues of doing various actions. So we are doing currently the virtues of Quran Sharif. In other words, all those things that related to Quran Sharif. We started off with the tilawat of Quran and the rewards of the tilawat of Quran. Then we spoke about a hafizul Quran, looking after and taking care of the Quran Sharif that Allah Ta'ala has given him. So today we start a new chapter. Babu istihbabi tahsini soti bil Qurani wa talabil qiraati min husni soti wal istima'i laha. The chapter on the desirability of reciting the Quran Sharif in a beautiful tone and requesting someone with a good voice to recite it and to listen to it. So here there are two things. One is a person reciting Quran Sharif in a beautiful tone. In other words, this in itself is something that is good. When we are reciting Quran Sharif, try and recite it in a tone that is beautiful. So that will require us reading it with a little bit of audibility. In other words, we read Quran Sharif in an audible tone, try and beautify it to the best of our extent and ability, beautify the recitation of Quran Sharif. And the second thing is that the person requests someone else to recite Quran Sharif and he listens to the Quran Sharif. So what we learn from this also is reading Quran Sharif is meritorious, is good, is virtuous, and listening to Quran Sharif also is meritorious. This chapter that Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has brought, he used one word here, wal istima'i laha, that listening, but listening properly. In other words, when a person is just listening to Quran Sharif, it's not just by the way that Quran is being played in the car, for example, or played in the house, and now people are busy talking, and people are engaging in other activities, somebody may be on his phone, whatever. Here this word istima' means that the person listens carefully, he listens properly, he gives that Quran Sharif that attention. If there's a need to talk, put that recitation off, put that cassette off, wait for the ayah to finish, put it off, and then a person may speak. But it's very, very disrespectful to Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif is being played. Allah Pak mentioned in one ayat of the Quran, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. When Quran Sharif is being recited, then فَاسْتَمِعُوا, the same words I used, they listen very, very carefully. أَنْصِتُوا, don't speak, remain silent. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, Allah Ta'ala will have mercy upon you. So therefore, if we want the mercy from the Quran Sharif, one of the things we got to show, it show it the respect. One is showing the physical copy of the Quran Sharif a person has, showing the respect. One is the recitation Quran Sharif is taking place, whether it be via a person reading, whether it be via the receiver, whether it be via some cassette or CD, then also we must show it that respect and listen to it. So this is something that is very important. So the first part of the chapter is that the person, when he recites with a beautiful tone. Other is when he is listening to Quran Sharif, he listens to it carefully, he listens to it properly. That Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying that Allah Ta'ala does not listen to anything as much as he listens to the recitation of a messenger with a good voice. Allah Ta'ala does not listen to anything. This is an expression. Obviously Allah Ta'ala listens to everything, and everything is equally clear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for our understanding purposes, Allah Ta'ala does not listen to anything as much as he listens to the recitation of a messenger, a Nabi, a messenger with a good voice, reciting the Quran Sharif in a beautiful and loud tone. Loud tone here again is encouraging us. When we recite Quran Sharif, let us not be shy. If we're not going to be disturbing anybody, obviously, you're not in a place where a person will be disturbing others, then he should try and read loudly, read beautifully. The words will also have an effect on his heart. Reciting Quran Sharif in a beautiful and loud tone, according to Imam Shafi rahmatullahi, means to recite it with a heart that is affected. In other words, a heart with grief is affected by the words of the Quran Sharif, and an elegant voice. Since Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in one hadith, beautify the Quran Sharif with your voices. This means that one should recite the Quran Sharif with a very melodious voice, since the melodious voice affects the heart. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, this hadith is mentioned in Abu Dawud Sharif and Musnad Ahmad, that one who does not recite the Quran Sharif in a melodious voice is not of us. ليس منا من لم يتغنى بالقرآن. That person is not from amongst us who does not recite Quran Sharif with a melodious voice. So we should try reading it, read it to the best of our ability. Other scholars have interpreted the statement to mean that one should recite the Quran Sharif accompanied with the fear of Allah Ta'ala and a soft heart. In other words, be affected by the words that we are reciting and reading. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Now remember something, as we're going on, we'll see that this Quran Sharif is such a beautiful thing that when a person listens to Quran Sharif also, he gets some enjoyment. And the pious, when they're reading the Quran Sharif, they get that enjoyment. That enjoyment, no money in the world can buy. That ecstasy that comes with the Quran Sharif, nobody can give a person that Quran Sharif, that ecstasy. But yet, it is something that we are doing and we're getting enjoyment. There are certain gunas a person does. There's no enjoyment in that guna, but he's still disobeying Allah Ta'ala and he's getting sin. And there are certain good deeds a person does. He gets so much of ecstasy and enjoyment and he's getting a reward. So foolish is that person that commits gunas, and to make it worse, that guna, there's no enjoyment in it. For example, person got his trousers below his ankle. Deliberately a person now, he doesn't know, it's not a mistake or something, deliberately he's got his trousers hanging below his ankles. Now he's now getting sin for that. And what enjoyment? There's no enjoyment in that person wearing his trousers below. No enjoyment. And he's getting the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the other extreme you get, or the other good, or the height that you can get, is where man, Allah ta'ala is giving him so much enjoyment from the good that he's doing. And also he's getting rewarded. Quran Sharif is from amongst that. Person reads it, he's getting satisfaction, he's getting contentment of the heart, he's getting peace of the mind, and he's getting rewarded for every letter that he's reading. That is, let us make Quran Sharif part and parcel of our lives. If you ever have to miss Quran Sharif, it should be missed like we missed a very, very big thing. One person mentioned something, I'll finish on this, mentioned something very beautifully. He said this tea that we drink, Five Roses tea, if a person is in a habit of drinking it, that day that he misses his tea, it's as though his whole day is upside down. He's upset. He's not feeling nice for the day. I missed my morning tea. I didn't have my tea today. So that Five Roses tea, if he didn't have it, then the day doesn't go well. He says, but Allah Ta'ala has given us four teas. Four teas, not Five Roses tea. Four Roses tea. And if we miss that tea also, our day should also go upside down. If we never have this Four Roses tea. What is that first thing? Is that first tea is the tea of the Tahajjud. If we miss the Tahajjud for that day, it should be as though our day has gone upside down. We're feeling upset like that person who didn't have that Five Roses tea. So the first tea is the Tahajjud Salat. The next tea is a person must his Tasbihat. He didn't make Zikr for that day. For that day, he didn't make his Zikr. He must feel as though I didn't have my tea. I didn't drink my tea. My day hasn't gone well. I missed out the Zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third tea that a person should have from this Four Roses tea that he should have. The third tea is, person should get Takbir-e-Ula. Shouldn't miss his Takbir-e-Ula. Takbir-e-Ula means when the Imam starts a namaz, I'm there in the saf. I'm not late, I'm not in the back and I have to stand up because I missed any rakats. I'm there early, so this is the third tea. And the fourth tea that we shouldn't miss for the day as part of our Four Roses tea, the fourth tea we shouldn't miss is Tilawat. Tilawat of Quran. When I got these four things, then my day goes well. But if I missed any of these four teas, I missed my Tahajjud, I missed my Tasbihat, I missed my Takbir-e-Ula, I missed my Tilawat, and it should be a sad day for me. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.